In 2008, Graham Cook put out this prophetic word, and its title is A Divine Acceleration. Every word of God is proceeding. That means it's still viable. You can take it for yourself and work with it. That's the thing about prophecy. We must appropriate it and work with it. It's not subject to copyright. I'll break it down over the next couple of days because it has a lot of content, and you'll need to think about what is being said and go and talk to God about it. So here we go. We are in a season of divine acceleration. There's a quickening spirit abroad in the earth. The Lord is redeeming the time because the days we are living in are becoming progressively more wicked. Time is the currency that our lives are living on, not money. God redeems time by speeding up the process by which we are transformed. I say to you that there is a quickening spirit upon your life, should you choose to accept it. What you thought would take years will take months. What you thought would take months will take weeks. What you thought would take weeks will take days. The favour of the Lord is upon you to accelerate your development in this next 12 months. The Lord will give you 5 years growth in the next 12 months. But you have to learn to run. You must say yes much faster and mean it. You must stick with the process. Acceleration is a paradox. It's not always easy, but it is hugely enjoyable. I believe the Lord would say to you, this is how I want you to see the next 12 months. It's a crash course in the glory of your God. In the next 12 months, as you progress, as you speed up in the Spirit, you will receive an anointing to live life at a high level. I will renew you in the spirit of your mind. I will open your heart. Your eyes of your heart will be enlightened, and you will see the hand of God everywhere in your life. You will learn to look at your life through my eyes, and you will see what I am seeing, and your heart will be overwhelmed with joy and laughter. There will be a faith that rises up. There are many quick victories that I intend to give you. Do not look at the next 12 months in the way you've looked at the last 10 years. I'm giving new eyes. I'm giving you a new heart. I'm giving you a new mind. You will perceive totally differently. You'll believe more freely, and you will think the way that I think, because this is what I am doing. I'm elevating your thinking to my level. You will think on a level that I think. You will behold in the Spirit what I am beholding. You will understand what I am holding out to you, and you will take the provision of your God and spread it around in your own life. You will come to the place of successive, easy and quick victories. There will be some situations, though, says the Lord, when I will deliberately hold up victory just for a while, so that your revenge on the enemy can be complete. There will be times, says the Lord, when I will allow the enemy to contend with you, so that I may establish in you something deep and powerful and profound. And Father says to you, when you come into a situation that is resisting you, I want you to smile because the hand of your God is with you. And I intend through the resistance to give you a double portion. It's not about what the enemy is doing. It's about what I am allowing. I will allow him to come against you so that I may give you a double portion and that I may increase the anointing upon you in those days. Your life will be a balance of easy victories and times when the enemy will contend. But it's on those days of contention that I have a divine increase for you. Father says, look for the increase in a time when the power seems to have slowed down. Look for the increase and stand and worship. You will know me, for I will reveal myself to you and I will come to you. I will establish in you the very things I want you to have, and you will behold the power of your God. You will start to think with a level of wisdom and intelligence you've never seen before. You will start to see in the realm of the Spirit in a way you have never seen before. And out of your mouth will come words of faith, says the Lord. You will completely lose the ability to worry or be anxious because I am making war on anxiety. I'm making war on panic. I'm making war on fear. You will not be subject to those things. But you will know your God. You'll be strong in the Lord and do exploits in this next 12 months. you will do exploits in your own life. There are tremendous promises in here, and there are more to come. I recommend you break them up and study them one at a time, because this doesn't come to you like magic. You'll have to work with it, beloved, but it's yours for the taking. More tomorrow.